Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's John Ostakovich, and here's what's happening. Food service workers at Lincoln Financial Field voted to strike yesterday evening. This comes after employees at Citizens Bank Park voted for a strike as well. KYW's Sonny Morgan has the latest.
As fans flooded Lincoln Financial Field for a Birds in Brazil watch party, workers voted to strike. It's the last piece of ongoing negotiations between their employer, Aramark, and Unite Here Local 274, the union that represents food service workers across the city, including the South Philly Sports Complex. Tiffany Davis, a concession stand employee, hopes her colleagues vote yes.
And hopefully we can walk out, because that's what I want. I just want fair wages. Like, I just want health care. I don't want to get three jobs to get a livable wage.
Workers at Wells Fargo Center already voted to strike in April, and Citizens Bank Park employees voted to authorize a strike over Labor Day weekend. Workers like Davis are focusing on getting a raise, which they hope is livable wage to keep up with inflation.
Fans don't know this. They pay more for a beer than my wage. My wage is less than your favorite beer.
All three stadiums are now under strike watch.
Philadelphia authorities say a 16-year-old is responsible for shooting five people in the last few weeks, killing two, including a rap artist. KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us they believe the teen and his alleged gang could be connected to two high-profile shootings.
16-year-old Aiden Waters has been charged with killing Abdul Vicks, known as Philly rapper YBC Duel, who was fatally shot in the chest last month in Ogun's. Law enforcement sources say Waters was in a rival gang and targeted Vicks. Investigators say they linked a stolen car out of Cheltenham to Waters and say that when they served a warrant inside his home, they found guns. Assistant District Attorney Sidney Pope.
One of them had a switch on it, which made it up fully automatic. Gun that matches all these incidents was a stolen firearm.
The other two crime scenes, she says, happened days before Vicks was killed. 16-year-old Marquis Saunders was fatally shot in the head near Olney High School while in a car with another 16-year-old who was also injured. And there was a double shooting on Centner Street where a 14-year-old was injured. Bill Fritzy is supervisor of the Gun Violence Task Force and says parents need to be involved.
Thousands of guns recovered and we're still seeing children being killed. It's ridiculous. Go into those homes tonight, get those guns out of the house.
Law enforcement sources say they're continuing to investigate and believe these incidents may be linked to two March shootings, one at a bus stop along Rising Sun Avenue that injured eight teens, and another along Ogunst Avenue that killed a 17-year-old and injured four others. Waters has been charged with murder, attempted murder, aggravated assault, and related offenses.
Mayor Parker says she's proud of the one-year contract extension the city negotiated with white-collar workers in District Council 47. She called the 4.4% raise in the agreement historic.
The members of District Council 47 have not received a pay increase of this magnitude in over 30 years, and I'm excited about that.
Members will also get a $1,400 bonus and additional paid time off. Parker says they've earned it.
I think that we have the best municipal workforce in America that works every day to serve our almost 1.6 million residents of Philadelphia.
The package will cost the city $11 million with the bonuses. Friday's graduation ceremony at the Iron Workers Academy is being hailed as a win for Philadelphia's Rebuild program, which is aiming to help members of underserved communities join the skilled trades. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb tells us officials are pleased the program is meeting one of its more challenging goals.
The Rebuild program was created to improve communities by rehabbing their public facilities like parks, rec centers, and libraries. But one of its loftier goals was to have residents benefit economically as well by hiring locally. However, few of the targeted workforce were in unions or had the skills to join, but the Iron Workers are the eighth union to sign up for a pre-apprenticeship training program to clear the way.
We're very, very happy with the program.
That's Iron Workers Apprenticeship Coordinator Mike McGrogan.
Most of them come into this, they don't really know what ironwork is. We just say they're the guys on the bridges and the skyscrapers, but this gave them an idea of what you really need if this is what you want to do.
Dennis Hernandez is sure this is what he wants to do and thinks the training gave him the edge he needs to join the union.
For these past 4 weeks, my fellow apprentices and I have been on a journey of self-discovery and working towards being part of something bigger.
The nine graduates bring to 130 the number of workers who've been trained in construction trades in the 5 years since it started.
It's a milestone for one of the city's affordable housing initiatives as the Turn the Key program reaches 100 houses sold. KYW's Mike DiNardo has that story.
For Kenya Hinton, buying a new house seemed out of reach.
Coming up with the down payment was a barrier for me, trying to save, pay student loans, rent, other bills, live. It was difficult to come up with a down payment.
But then she heard about the city's Turn the Key program, which takes properties from the city's land bank, sells them at a discount to developers, and works with commercial banks on construction loans and mortgages. The program provided Hinton with more than $85,000 in grants and soft loans so that she was able to close on a newly built row house on Marston Street in Brewerytown with no out-of-pocket costs. It was the 100th Turn the Key house sold. Land Bank Executive Director Angel Rodriguez.
On average, our home buyer is making about $45,000 a year.
Mayor Parker said the program is a step toward her goal of building and preserving 30,000 units of affordable housing in the city.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.